From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. President Trump used his first solo press conference to deliver a broad defense of his first month in office. He also took issue with the way the news media had covered his presidency.
Tomorrow they will say, Donald Trump rants and raves at the press. I'm not ranting and raving. I'm just telling you. You know, you're dishonest people. But, I'm not ranting and raving. I love this. I'm having a good time doing it. But tomorrow the headlines are going to be, Donald Trump rants and raves. I'm not ranting and raving.
The president also answered questions about the relationship between his pre-inaugural team with Russia. Mr. Trump's national security advisor, Michael Flynn, was ousted this week after it was revealed that he misled White House officials about the nature of his conversations with Russian officials during the presidential transition period. At a meeting of NATO members in Brussels, U.S. Defense Chief James Mattis ruled out any military collaboration between the United States and Russia because current conditions are not ideal. Relations between the two countries have reached their lowest point since the Cold War because of Moscow's alleged meddling in last year's U.S. elections and its continued aggression toward Ukraine. Mattis said before any military cooperation takes place in Russia, it must prove itself able to comply with international law. An Islamic State suicide bomber killed at least 75 people, wounded 250 others inside a crowded shrine in southern Pakistan. Reporters from Reuters are reporting that 30 of those killed were children. Wave of attacks have killed and wounded many this week across Pakistan, deadliest on Monday with 14 dead. This is VOA News. UN security official warns that Syrian officials will starve to death unless the United States and Russia prepare the Syrian government and armed opposition to allow humanitarian aid to reach hundreds of thousands of people who are trapped and besieged in hard-to-reach areas. We get that story now from Lisa Schlein in Geneva.
The special advisor to the UN Special Envoy for Syria, Jan Egeland, says people already are dying. In recent days, he says five people in the besieged Syrian cities of Madaya and Kefraya have died because the United Nations has been unable to evacuate them to receive urgent medical treatment. He says people in the two towns, as well as in the towns of Fowa and Zabadani, are particularly at risk of dying from starvation because they have not received food for many months. But he says conditions in other besieged and hard-to-reach areas also are grim and getting worse. Egeland says UN relief convoys are lined up and ready to leave for the besieged town of Alwer on Friday. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Palestinians expressing alarm but not surprise at the outcome of this week's meeting in Washington between President Trump and Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. Mr. Trump appeared to back down from decades of U.S. policy regarding a two-state solution to tensions between the Palestinians and Israelis. Randolph-Macon College Middle East scholar Michael Fishbach tells VOA the ingredients have been there for two states where the Palestinians and the Israelis coexist.
What's been lacking is, frankly, the pressure from the United States, which, starting with President Clinton and the Oslo process, has basically backed away from the idea that there is an international consensus about what ought to be and has allowed the two parties, which are vastly unequal in terms of power, to simply say, well, here, you guys figure out what you want to do.
Nikki Haley, the U.S. ambassador to the United Nations, created further confusion Thursday when she insisted the two-state solution is what the U.S. supports. Police in Malaysia right now say they have arrested a third person in connection with the apparent assassination of a half-brother of North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. Authorities say they arrested, including a 25-year-old woman who was held as an Indonesian passport and was positively identified. Police arrested also a man who provided information that led to her arrest. South Korea has confirmed that the North Korean leader's older half-brother, Kim Jong-un, was killed, the investigation continuing. Get more news at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.